Legends connected to Paganini abound. The 19th century virtuoso violinist must surely have sold his soul to the devil in exchange for his superhuman abilities. His appearance aided this rumor. He was tall and gaunt, his fingers long and seemingly fleshless. His face was pale and his thin gray hair fell about his shoulders. A contemporary described his smile as singular, sometimes bitter and convulsive, always strange and nearly spectral. Paganini always wore black, which added to the shadowy appearance. He himself claimed that his talent came from a guardian angel, but his prodigious womanizing seemed to undermine this claim. As he toured Europe performing, he took with him a special violin, a violin built in 1743 by the famous builder Guarneri of Cremona, known as Guarneri del Gesù. Paganini was lent this instrument in 1782 when he was a teenager by a wealthy businessman. The businessman was so impressed with him that he let him keep it. Paganini called his Guarneri Il Cannone because of its explosive sound. Paganini bequeathed the instrument to the city of Genoa in Italy, and it is played every year for 5 minutes by the winner of the Premio Paganini competition, a prestigious competition for young violinists. Apparently, it's a terrifying experience, as the instrument is quite difficult to adjust to. On rare occasions, this precious instrument has been taken out of the country. In 1999, it traveled to San Francisco for a special concert, escorted by 5 armed Italian police officers and covered by a multi-million US dollar insurance policy. In February, Shandos released an album with Francesca Dago playing Paganini's Il Cannone violin. She chose to play a program of music written after Paganini's death, but music that is connected with him in some way. Here is the beautiful first of the Caprices de Paganini by the Polish composer Szymanowski, based on Paganini's 20th caprice. Francesca Dago is accompanied by Francesca Leonardo on the piano. That was Szymanowski's first of the Caprice de Paganini. Francesco Dego on violin was accompanied by Francesca Leonardi on the piano. If you'd like to listen to this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.